Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, my wonderful friends, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope life is good, and I hope that you are joining me to listen to the show tonight. I have an interesting topic. As you know, I'm Carmen Hara. I'm live every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here with Christopher on Home Time Radio. And tonight we're going to talk about communication with the other side. It's a very fascinating topic because we all wonder what's really happening to us when we exit the physical world, and is there something else beyond this reality? So, but we all feel protected by some forces, by the so-called guardian angels. In many cases, we feel the connection with the people who are no more with us, because loss is never an easy lesson of life. But we all experience it's something, it's a challenge shared by billions of people around the globe who fight to fill the void after having lost their parents, their siblings, their spouse, sometimes their child, losing a friend, or worse, a combination of these things. So for those of us who have lost a loved one, certainly, you know, when you're around the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you can feel a lot of pain, like the painful reminder of the person we miss so much. Like, for instance, and I said Thanksgiving just passed, and I know a day like this is just filled with heavy pain and meaningless because the person we love is absent from the table. So I choose to do this topic because the holiday season is just the time for the family, and it's the perfect time to connect with a late loved one. So physical presence isn't necessary to prove that your loved ones is still with you. You sometimes feel that energy, feel that spiritual companionship. It's much more powerful. It's a very powerful presence. And sometimes you have just to perform some things to create that connection. So tonight I'm going to teach you which are the ways to communicate with the so-called other side. And we'll talk about your personal experiences. I'm going to take your calls. As you know very well, this is a calling show. The number to call in is 202-570-7057. So if you've been to this devastating experience of losing somebody you love, then feel free to call in and let's see if we can create that healing by establishing the connection. And shows like this, you see sometimes shows like this on television are very watched, and people are very, very interested in creating that healing process. You know, there is a way to communicate with the other side because then you get that comfort. You sense that person. Either sometimes you try to speak with them, or you have a sense of them. You even feel the presence. So all of these things are possible. All beings on earth have one thing in common. We possess this kind of a resilience. It's an inherited gift that helps us overcome any obstacle. So this resilience that exists in us is the sense of fortitude, endurance, and getting up and foregoing ahead You are capable of profound resilience. And knowing this is the first step towards healing after loss. So tonight I want to help you discover a deep sense of acceptance. You know that the loved one is gone. And if you believe that the human spirit lives on, you will continue to feel that unconditional love, that you will continue to feel the communication, you will continue to feel the protection from that soul forever. So start calling in, because we, and I think that we already have a lot of callers, and we'll take your calls, because the mission is to teach you how to do it, to make you believe. Now, nothing can be done if you don't believe. If you don't believe that you can communicate, there will never be a communication, because in life you can never go beyond your belief. If you don't believe in yourself, that no one will believe in you and nothing good will happen in your life, because there's no confidence. Your self-esteem is low, and there's no way to dream, to manifest, to project anything. So I'm telling you this because talking to the other side comes from a point of belief. You may use, if you want, a medium to speak with a loved one, but there's nothing more special other than being able for you to communicate on your own. Like, developing that ability to communicate is not at all complicated, but as I said, it starts with believing. It starts with believing, and it starts with using some steps. And before I go to the steps and give you some ways of helping you establish the communication and showing you the way to do it, I'm going to go ahead and take calls, because there are so many of you. And I'm going to start with the first caller, which is Rosie from New York. Hi, my lovely Rosie. How are you, my dear? Thank you so much for calling me.
Hi, Carmen. I'm doing well. It's so nice to see you.
Good. Good.
I just want to say that I look forward to receiving your emails. I was subscribed to your emails, and I
okay, perfect.
Them to then... see what it's great. So Carmen, I communicate with my angels. I talk to them. I ask them for guidance. I ask them to help me make the right decision. So I don't know if you can shed some light on this, because.
Well, as you speak into me, the first thing when you say communication, I see an older lady, a woman who probably died when she was relatively old. She's medium in height. She's hair like white, grayish hair, very pretty when she was young, and she kept herself pretty well through life. And she shows me an A name, like a name like Anna, an A vowel. A or okay. E, Anna, something like this. And this is somebody who's been following you through different life experiences. It's a soul that you have, you connected to, you attached to. It looks like this is one of your guardian angel. She said there were different episodes. She said there were three episodes in your life in which she was there for you when you needed help. And in those moments when you need help, you can actually talk to her. She mentions a man on your family on the other side. Is that your dad?
Yes.
So did your father die 3-4 years ago? When did he pass?
2011.
So it's longer than 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's like longer than 4 years. It's probably 6-7 years. Or where's my math? Yeah. 7 years. So I have also a sense that she comes with him. So, and she said that, does this make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, I feel like his soul left something unresolved on earth. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Ideally, it is to have a sense of, hey, I'm exiting this world, and I've been finishing my business here. So I put all my connections in place. So I resolve my karmic ties to the people who are in my life, because I don't want to exit leaving things in the air, unfinished emotionally, psychologically, or whatever emotional debts I have towards somebody. They need to actually be healed before I exit. So I feel like your father was not able to do that, if you agree with me.
So he left, and I understand.
He left things emotionally unresolved. So his soul comes in trying to reach out to you. He mentions a brother. Your father had a brother, or you have a brother? Because I'm hearing the word brother.
I have a brother.
So he does mention your brother. So there's something about the relationship with your brother, not only with you, that he's invoking. But it's interesting, the connection between this woman and your dad, you know? So the connection between them too. So I'm trying to understand whether this is someone, the woman I'm seeing very clearly is connected to your dad. And they had probably connection. It can be his mom, it can be a grandmother, it can be somebody in that family. You just have to think a little bit, who was this woman who actually lived a relatively long life, and she had a pretty face, she's a great woman, very strong character, very powerful. So, but this is, her soul is also connected in the family karma with you too, regardless of the connection with your father. They showing me, I mean, on both sides I see a name like a John or Jack or something with a J and an S name, like Steve, Sam. You have to see what these two initial, what is the role that these two initial play for you, because it's like some kind of a message that comes from them towards you. And there is a very clear message that you have to see what's going on in your life from now on to April, that you have to go to a major change, but it's a necessary, very positive, and it shifts your whole life and your career in a different direction. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's important, because there's a clear message here. So I want you to think, if you have any questions, or if you have something that you want more clear to come from them. But they both in here, they present. So you were protected by both of them. And especially your father comes sometimes, you know. And it's interesting, your father used to drink from time to time?
Yes.
He said, give me a glass of wine, like put a glass of wine on the table, you know.
Correct.
So it's his own way of saying, hey, let's remember the good times, you know, when I enjoy having a glass of wine. And one of the things that everybody listening, I want them to acknowledge that spirits on the other side, when they come in touch with us in this level, in the cognitive level, in the sensory level, in the world of the physics, they tend to do what they used to do when they were alive. And there were things that they liked. And to connect with them sometimes, you have to do the things that they like. Giving them what they like when they were alive. So that's why, and he even smiles. I mean, this makes him happy, makes him feel. He says something about selling. You have an opportunity to change something around, but involves selling, buying something else. Think about that, because there's a big message. He also clearly says something about somebody with the name Daniel or David, because he shows me a big D name. Do you know who's he talking about?
I don't at the top of my head.
This is something work-related, so pay attention who's this person. He's describing to me somebody that you need to pay attention. When you communicate with the other side, you build awareness and you're more attentive, you know, more in tune with the things that are about to happen. So by paying attention, you have a different response to the experience or to the event. So pay attention who this person is, what is this person doing, what is this person trying to bring in your life. And this is somebody in the 40s, somebody that sometimes wears glasses, is some young man. It might be work-related. It might be an opportunity, because there is a constant reference to from now on to April having to do with work or changing something that is a significant progress in your life. So if you have anything specific to ask, feel free to ask, because, yeah, tell me.
Carmen, my family is in a disconnect right now. My brother and I are not communicating with my sister.
Well, that's where the message is today, you see? There's a very clear indication your brother. So your father's trying to say something. So I'm trying to interpret where the message is. There's a message because he's referring to your brother. He's referring to you. He's here for a reason. You pick up the call because there's a reason. Now, he also says that there will be healing. Things will get better here. There will be healing. He says right around the Christmas to January, he even gives me January 14. I don't know why. I don't know if somebody has an event then or there's a celebration or anybody who's born in January. So if your concern is about the family will reunite in an agreement, you know. But I feel like one of the three of you is putting fuel, you know. It's like aggravating the situation. Who is
my
that
sister.
To your opinion?
That's
yes, that's it. That's it. Yeah.
Sister.
She's fueling the
she's spiteful.
How should I say? The conflict. Yeah. The conflict.
Yeah,
she's creating the conflict. She's feeding into the conflict, and that conflict made this family to fall apart, and the spirit of your father is upset about that. And so there were a lot of things that had to do with him and the passing on the other side that has to do with this rift in the family, with the family falling apart. But with a little bit of help and with a little bit of a divine intervention and with the guidance of these two souls, this is going to get resolved, you know. Where is the daughter? Who has a daughter? Is that your sister or your brother?
My brother has two daughters.
Okay. There's something about one of the girls, and there's something about a reunion that is around either the birthday of one of those girls or there's something that represents the catalyst of this family coming back together. Now, your sister has been like this for a while. I don't think there's anything new about her. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, this is who she is, Carmen. She really needs to
That's
do
what
that.
I'm saying.
What she really needs to do. I
mean, right.
It's just ridiculous now.
Right,
yeah.
But
she's
will happen.
She's almost 50 years old, and this is how she acts.
I know. I need to take a break, my love. So,
okay.
Guys,
thank
hold
you,
on the line. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back in a minute.
Thank you.
Love you.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, so excited to be with you tonight, because to me it's such a fascinating topic to communicate with somebody who's no more here, but they make their presence so strong. And I am going to go right now to Jackie, because I want to take calls. There's too many people online, so let's talk to everybody. Hi, Jackie. How are you, my dear? Hi, my beautiful Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. So, do you have anything specific to ask me?
Yeah, I'm going to start a job search in Wisconsin next week.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of curious if it's going to be successful, because I'd like to move there next year.
Oh, do me a favor. Tell me the month and the day of your birth, not the year. I want to see which year are you in, because it's very significant to make a move in the right timing. You know, timing is everything and everything in time. So let's see, how is the timing playing with this move? So the month and the day, that's all I need.
Okay, the month is 8 and the day is 29.
So, you're actually in the year 3, and this is a good year for move, not probably the best for move. You stepping into a karmic year in the summer of the next year, and that will be more positive for a change. Do you want to make this move after the summer, or during the summer, or the fall of the next year?
I'd actually like to move in the spring.
Yeah, you can do it also under the, but you will need time to adjust, probably 2-3 months. And as you're stepping into the, so from the spring, let's say you move in April or in March. And then from that time all the way to summer, the next 2-3 months, you'll need time to adjust. It's a great move. Move will be very necessary. It's almost like, and you will have 2 offers. Are you trying to apply? You said that you are looking for jobs.
Well,
there's 2 offers there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to start next week looking. I'd like to do like a travel job there first, like a travel pharmacist job is what I'm going to be looking at starting next week. And then I would work maybe a 13-week contract so I could kind of see what it's like.
Right.
And yeah.
Right. But what comes to my mind is that there will be 2 opportunities. It's possible that you take one and you move to the next, or you'll be in one place working and then moving into the next offer. And
okay.
I see an offer coming from a brunette man, like a middle-aged man, who has such a beautiful smile. And he seems like very nice, very lovely, very... This is somebody who I feel is offering you an opportunity. And then there's another one. But in other words, you move there because you will feel the energy changing. You'll feel excited about move. It's the right thing to do. And is there anybody in your family with an M name that is deceased? Maria,
well, Michael,
no, my dad's something.
My name was Edmund, and he has passed on.
Edmund, because I feel a big M sense. Edmund, M stands very strong. It's possible it's him. All I can tell you that the person I connect with on the other side complained of having either problem with vision or headaches or something related to the brain. Does it make sense?
Well, my dad did have a lot of headaches his whole life. Yeah.
So that's what this, and headaches are sometimes related to the vision, to the circulation. So definitely I'm with your father, because he complains, you know, that he he talks about headaches and complains about it in order to identify himself. And he shows me an R name and a C name. I am like C like Charlie, R like Rose. You just see the initial. I don't see the whole names. And I want to tell you if your father had two more siblings or he had more siblings.
Yeah, he had a brother and a sister. So yeah,
that's
two
it.
Siblings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two siblings. Because he talks about his siblings. I don't know what he's trying to say about them. I wonder whether one is having a problem or is one going to pass something. There's a message here that your father refers to something. And I want you to, you might not even know. I just want you to pay attention to the message. He says that he's going to help you into the transition. So there's help coming from me. Ah, he shows me a big W name. Very interesting. Look for the person with W. He said, look for the person. He said, you'll move in an area. You're going to love the area.
Okay.
It's beautiful. A lot of houses, a lot of trees. The environment is beautiful. You will love it there. The energy is great. She says, your whole life will change as a result of this. And you will meet a very interesting person that you have some karmic ties. There's a bigger reason into your move.
Okay.
But I think he gave you quite a lot really fast. Do you have any questions to him?
Well, I was hoping that he would be there with me and kind of guide me through the move because I am...
He will.
He will. And he's had experience with that. Okay, good. Good.
Yeah, you will sense him. You know, he comes at 2 a.m. He said he comes and visits you. Do you wake up out of the blue at 2 a.m.? It's like he says, if you don't realize, just pay attention because when I come sometime, I wake you up.
Okay. Okay.
And well, he mention another man. He is, who else died right before him or right after him? He said he's not alone. And it's interesting, he shows me a boat. Do you know why?
A boat? No.
A boat. A boat. And that's interesting. There must be a message referring to you, referring to something else. You might not understand it right away, but it shows me a boat and shows me something closer to the water. There is a message. That's all I got from him, the boat. And we'll see what the meaning of the boat is. But you have full support from him. You will know when you go for the job and when you make the change that you get all the help that is possible. Okay. And you will know that he's there with you.
Okay.
He shows me a picture of you too that is in somewhere put on a frame. Do you know what he's talking about?
No, I don't think so.
The picture of you too, and you are actually really young. Where is that picture? You were like 12-year-old, 10-year-old, something like that. We're going back in time.
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't know what picture he's referring to.
He's referring to the one in which you have like a sleeveless dress and you were and he's
Oh,
you
I know
what
which picture.
One?
Yeah, no, but
right.
I wasn't a child there though.
Well, I can't tell exactly from what he says, so I'm not just 100% sure, but I'm sure of the picture because he shows it to me. So I don't know exactly how, if you are 18, it's possible. If you are 26, it's also possible. I'm not getting the picture is not very clear in my head, but I see that you don't have sleeves. So that's a detail. And I see him behind you, so I know that that's something that he wants you to take with you, you know, so have something from him. A projection of him, a picture of you and him with you all the time. That's what he wants you to do.
Okay.
He said there's also money coming to you. There's an opportunity of getting a big check or more money, and you will be very surprised, and you will be very happy about this. It's something that you don't know yet, but you will celebrate it big time. You will even call me about this. And he also shows me an initial with an L. Look for the person with the L name. Larry, Lisa, look for the L name. So look, so he's giving you signs, hints, symbols, things that you can relate to in order to know what he's talking about.
Okay. Okay, that's wonderful.
So good luck with that, Jackie, because that's really a fabulous move.
Okay.
I'm so happy for you.
Carmen.
I love you, my
you.
Jackie. Mwah. Big kiss, my sweetheart.
All right.
I'm going to go to Sasha. Love you, Jackie. I'm going to go to Sasha. Hi, Sasha.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm super excited. I love my show tonight because I can communicate. You know, this is I love to do this stuff.
Well,
so how can I help you, my love?
Well, I just wanted to know, do I have guardian angels? I've been trying to meditate.
Oh, you have somebody that showed up right now who looks like an Indian man. He has a feather. And he looks like so from another time. It's just so interesting. This is your huge protector.
Okay.
He said, not to worry. You will be always protected in any situation, circumstances. You cannot be touched. You cannot be harmed. Nothing wrong can happen to you. He's always there for you. Do you ever remember falling, like, you know, some people fall and break their knees or whatever? Did anything like this happen to you?
Yeah, I've fallen. I mean,
right. He said
times.
That one when you fall, he was there, like he took you from the ground, you know, he
okay.
picked you up, so something like this. He said, if you pay a little bit of attention, you will feel his presence.
Okay.
But he looks so magic. You know those people that have magic powers?
Right.
He said he's protecting you.
Okay.
He said that this goes back in time through centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does talk about your mom. How's
okay.
your mom doing?
Well, her husband passed away a couple of years ago, and she's trying
yeah.
to deal with, you know.
Yes, so he's tied into your mother somehow.
Okay.
He has a karmic connection with your mom. So he's bringing her up because he sees her a little bit down, a little bit depressed. He said that he wants to cheer her up. He wants to make her feel better. And he says anytime she feels down, he wants her to do this vowels. You know, there's a therapy when you start to chant or you start to express yourself in a vocal way.
Okay.
So that the frequency of the soul is raised, so the energy goes up immediately when you do this sounds, you know, like
right. Right.
no chanting, you know.
Right.
So that
yeah.
breaks the vibration energy and raises the neurons in the brain to a different frequency, so you're no more down or depressed.
Okay.
So he's talking about this man. The man who protects you is a big healer. He's
okay.
a healer. And he shows me the feather. I want you to buy a feather. I don't know from where, but if you can buy one, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
He looks like a healer, like a shaman. He's so interesting, so fascinating. He said that he's transferring you this magic powers to you, you know.
Okay.
He's giving you that ability to do amazing things into your life. Do you want to ask him something?
I just want to make sure that I'm on the right path in life.
You are on the right path. You'll always be on the right path. Everything you try to do, you will actually succeed.
Okay.
I see some changes for you that he also mentions to me. I see some changes in the next 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
And one of these changes come out of the blue.
Okay.
Somewhere during February, beginning of March, somebody's offering you an opportunity that you don't know yet. You're not even looking for it, you know?
Right.
You know, sometimes in life we're not necessarily looking to make a specific change or something. This is just brought to you. So this is what's fascinating about this, you know, magician that is protecting you.
Okay.
Because you will see the protection in what will manifest in the next 3-4 months. So I want you to let me know when that happens. I want you to call me back and tell me what happens related to this amazing opportunity that comes to you.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about moving also? I'm asking you if you ever thought about changing completely residence and moving in a different area.
You know, I'd like to, but I like my home and I'm on the fence. You know, my husband wanted to move with a new job, but now he can't
right.
stay because he got a job, so it seems to be okay.
It might very much be that you might buy a property, how should I say, like a vacation home.
Right, yeah.
It might, you know, it might be because I feel like there's this opportunity that might involve another residence, and it can be just an extra residence that you might invest money in.
Right, like an
so
apartment.
Probably that's what this is all about.
Okay.
And I'm seeing an MG thing that might be something. I don't know what it is, a state or, I don't know, a name of a person.
Okay.
And a big age. So I'm seeing the initials that this soul is giving to me. So
okay.
Remember them, write them down or keep them in your mind. And then they will make sense as the time goes by. But overall, you are on the right track. Overall, you're healthy. Everything is okay with you.
Yes.
I don't feel anyone around you having a problem except that your mother is a little bit down. That's
yes,
all.
Yes.
But even your mother is okay. You know,
if I
tune into this, your mother is fine. There's nothing
right.
really wrong with her.
Yes.
And other than that, everything looks good. Do you have anything specific, anything else to ask?
No, I was just seeing if anything was going to change with my job or make sure.
I feel like you are staying in the same job, unless you really want to change it. But I don't think it's right now. Which is the day and the month of your birth?
10/4/77.
10/4. No, I don't recommend the change right now.
Okay.
We can talk about a change somewhere when we're moving towards the end of 2019, but not as of now.
Okay.
No, you're not in the time of making that kind of a change. And probably you're going to feel it.
And just, I've been trying to meditate and trying to get with, you know, my inner spirit. Will that
Well, I think when you start meditating, you're going to start seeing the soul that I'm describing to you.
Okay.
That comes very, very powerful.
Okay.
And this is somebody who can take you to the level of a very deep meditation, that mindful meditation, that meditation
right.
that goes within you at the core of your being, you know what I mean? And brings you that peace of mind and makes you feel okay, protected, and in charge and in control, and raises your frequency.
Right.
So try to do it. Try to invoke this his soul.
Okay.
He has a very interesting name. It's almost like I cannot even pronounce it. It's like an ancient.
Yeah.
Amar, something like this. This soul has a unique name, a name that, you know, Amir, Amar. It's something very old, ancient, you know,
that's
from
amazing.
Another part of the world. Yeah. Okay, I need to take a break, my love. So everybody hold on the line. I'll be back in a second. I love you, my dear Sasha.
Thank you. It was very nice meeting you.
I love you, Sasha.
Okay, I love you too. Bye-bye.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm so excited. I love this topic. My favorite topic, because it's creating so much healing in our souls when you acknowledge that there is something beyond this world of the physics, and there is communication with those who are no more with us, and we miss them so much, and we love them so much. So I have a lot of you online. I wonder how I'm going to talk to everybody. But I love to take somebody who I think is a new caller. Is Michelle from Texas calling me from the same time, Bobby?
Hi there.
Hi, my love. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you. Thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to tell Julia, Robin, Elena, and all of you that are online, hold on the line. I'll try to answer everybody. So, Michelle, tell me, how can I talk to you? Do you have somebody in your family who died young?
I guess age is relative.
Right.
Do you want me to? Are you?
I see a woman who's passed who was not old. That's all I can say. Or I see her young now, to put it this way. Does this make sense to you?
A little bit, yes.
She wears a very nice dress with flowers. She's very, very sweet. She says that she's with a lot of people on the other side. I think she's passed for a while. She shows me a number 4. I don't know what's the significance of 4. She shows me an F name, which is not an usual initial. And she talks about somebody, Jackie or Jack. Does this ring any bell to you?
Jackie or Jack. Not yet. What initial did you say? Did you say F, like Sam?
I tell you, it's a woman, and to me, she's not old. Is this your mom?
No.
Who is she? Who can she be? Because she's not giving me who she is. But I see her very clearly. And she's very sweet. She's very lovely. Sorry?
Is it a friend?
She can be anybody. She's not telling me who she is. All I can say, she died of cancer. She was not old.
Okay, I think it's my friend Christy. Christiana.
How old was she when she passed?
I think she was 31. I was 31.
Yeah. Yeah, this is an old person. This is somebody who died young, died of cancer. She looks so young and so vibrant, and she has this beautiful dress. And she was a pretty woman, and she, you know what I mean? She was not ready. She was too young, you know what I mean? Too young to go. She comes across very sweet towards you, very loving. She shows me a 4. 4 can be 4 months ago, 4 years ago, the 4 months. She's trying to say something. And she talks about a daughter. Do you have kids?
I have one.
Do you have a daughter?
I do not have a daughter.
You have a son.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want more kids?
No.
Okay. Where there's something about a daughter. So it's interesting. She had a daughter. Was there a daughter here?
No, she did not have a daughter. Now, I think maybe her sister, and there, this has been so long ago that the names are out of my memory, but her sister may have had a daughter.
Is she long time past? She died long time ago?
Who, the person that's with you right now?
Right.
The person that's with you right now passed, oh my goodness, I mean, 20 years ago?
Possible. Because they have no time, and she's not telling me anything other than she comes across like very loving towards you. You probably did something good for her many years ago, you know? You probably felt close, so there's some karma here before you too. But anyhow, anything you want to ask me?
Well, I'm wondering if you can can you connect with my dad?
Yeah, hold on one second. But your father is not that long time gone. Is that right?
Well, no, he's gone approximately 15 years.
Okay, then I'm not with him. I'm with somebody who died relatively soon. Any other member of the family who died in the last 3-4 years?
Let me see.
I see a man. He's brunette. He's not very tall. He probably died around late 60s, something like this. He was a very, sorry?
Go ahead. He was very...
Elegant, very classy, extremely smart, educated, a real gentleman. You don't find them in the world today. He shows me an R name, an R.
That's my father. That's absolutely my father.
He had an R name?
Yeah, his name was Robert.
That's it. That's your dad. Then it's your father. Then the only thing that I couldn't detect, it's exactly when he passed. I didn't really realize the time when he's gone, but I clearly see him. But what a man. You know what? Sorry?
You said late 60s. He absolutely died when he was 68.
Yeah. So this, the age, the presence, the characteristic... the mannerism, the wisdom of this man, the way he presents himself, the initial, everything makes sense that it's him. And he comes so caring and so loving towards you. He says, and he also says, you will see something coming from him. Like he says, in the next 2 weeks, you have to see what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. Something will manifest that has something to do with him, with his memory, with some specific event happening into your life in which the soul participates. There's a lot of help coming from him. He always came across like very protective of you. Is that true?
He was just my, I mean, I was so connected to him. I don't know how.
Right.
He's a guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is so powerful. He's so... Do you have a son, a boy?
Yes.
He talks about your son. It's very possible that he might even try to come back and incarnate, you know, in this family in the future. I won't be surprised if that's going to happen. He talks of the month of September. I don't know in which September was relevant. Whatever relevance September has... But he does mention the month of September and also December. Was anybody born September, December, anything relevant in any of these 2 months of the year?
Well, my niece was born in December, my sister's daughter, and September, his sister, my aunt, my father's sister is born in September, September 1.
Okay, so there's something that he's tried to... correlate with the members of the family. He sees a huge reunion happening. He sees things in your life being very stable. Do you want to ask him anything? Do you need any help from him?
I do. I need help regarding my relationship with my sister and my mom.
He said that this is going on for a while. Is this true?
Yes.
He says that there will be, when he says already reunion, so he's talking about the fact that there will be a reunion between you guys, so that there will be healing. But he says that one of them too is very reluctant to acceptance and healing. He's not telling me one more than the other. Do you agree with him?
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if it's my sister. I wonder if it's
more her. Yeah, more than your mom. Your mom is more willing to make peace. But she's the one that doesn't want the peace, that doesn't want the, you know, she's amplifying the conflict. Does she have a daughter, your sister?
Yes, she does.
Yeah. So there's something going on there in that family. And I see that your father is promised. He shows me a big M. Where is the M?
That's sister's daughter. That's the December birthday.
Ah, okay. He kept on pointing towards that child. There must be something here that he's trying to emphasize. But it's so fascinating. And he says from now on to May. He gives him May 16. From now on to May 16, you will see this changing around. Feel free to call me on the show whenever you want to continue this conversation.
Okay.
Please, Michelle, let's keep in touch because we can get more information.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
I love you, my Michelle. I'm going to go to Julia in Florida. Hi, Julia. Julia, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Hi, my lovely Julia. How are you, my dear?
Hi. Great to talk to you. Happy holidays.
To you too, my love, to you. Thank you so much for calling me. I have a woman with you here that is on the other side.
Yeah, there's a woman who,
right, she had diabetes?
I'm not sure, I don't.
She had something with circulation. She's complaining that prior to her passing, she had a lot of trouble with the circulation, with moving, with she talks of that. She shows me an S name. She shows me an E like in Elizabeth or Eric or something like that. She had a son.
Yes.
She talks about her son. Right. She talks about her son. Oh, is there one of her son with her on the other side?
Yeah, there's two on the other side with her.
She talks about the son on the other side. It may be the two of them, but she does mention being with them on the other side. She said that she's very proud of you. I don't know what you're achieving, but there's something that makes her very excited and very proud. She said one of your big dreams is coming true. So cool. So that's powerful. So
yeah.
Pay attention. Yeah, something that you've been waiting for a while, but she sees it's finally happening in front of your eyes. And you're so excited. She also talks about you taking a big trip somewhere, like you go somewhere. There's an event, there are specific situation that means you traveling, and that's going to be really, really good. And you're excited. There's excitement. You know, the next year ahead, there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of events right around the holidays. You're invited different places. There's a connection with a lot of new people. So if you have anything specific, feel free to ask me. But I think there's a lot to celebrate for you. If I look in the next number of months, and there's a lot has to do with the soul of your grandmother helping you through this, helping you to achieve something that you always wanted to achieve.
Oh, great.
Where in Florida are you, Julia? Where in Florida?
I live up by Disney, by Epcot.
By Disney, so yeah, because I wanted to invite you to visit me because I'm in Florida, but you're like 3 hours away.
Well, I did have one quick question.
Tell me.
My daughter wants me to move where she lives in Kansas. I'm still in Florida, but she wants me to move. She's been wanting me to move for a while now, but I'm kind of a little resistant to it.
Yeah, I feel like you might not be that happy over there, as much as I understand the wanting to be closer to your daughter. But I have a feeling of almost like telling you, don't do it yet. Hold on. Don't make this move. I don't know why I feel this way. You might not like it there other than you're closer to your daughter. And I also have a very interesting feeling that your daughter might actually move from there. So it makes no sense for you to move if she will move. Does your daughter have a child?
No, not yet.
Your daughter will have a child. So a lot of things will happen in her life. I'm going to the end of the show. Feel free to call me next week so we can finish this. And for all of you, Elena, feel free to call me. And Robin, I promise I take your call next week. And all of you that are still online, I'm Carmen Jara with Christopher on Home Time Radio. I love you guys. And I'm looking forward to our show next week, next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Home Time Radio. Until well, be happy, be healthy, and I'm grateful.